You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's Tom and Sandy's 805. Now, back to Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out TomandSandy805.com.
And, you know, a place you're going to want to stop by today is Sunland Vintage Winery. What a great day for wine tasting.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
A great day for wine tasting. They're at 1321 East Thousand Oaks right there in TO. Their phone number is 805-379-2250. Sunland Vintage Winery, I'm telling you right now, Michael Giovinazzo, his Giovinazzo line, because he's got the Italian varietals, then he's got the, what do you call, American varietals, let's say, the Zinfandel. Fendels and that type of thing. His Italian varietals are off the map. That Tre Ragazzi wine, anybody that has it, first thing they say is, oh my God.
It is good.
It's fantastic.
It's got so many layers in it.
It's just fantastic. If you have not had or gone to Sunland Vintage Winery and tried the Giovinazzo lines of wine in there, I'm telling you, you haven't had any wine yet. This is really that good. It's all award-winning, and they are the greatest people. Michael and Debbie are as nice a people as you're going to find. Truly nice people.
I agree.
Good morning, Tom and Sandy.
Good morning.
The Everybody's Hungry segment is brought to you with support from our friends at Mogul and their Dining Rewards program. They've got the great new variable rewards where you can earn upwards of 25% cash back depending on time of day and which restaurant you're dining at.
Really? 25%?
Yes, sir. Depends on the restaurant. Some of the happy hours and some of the slower periods, you're able to really buck up on some of that cash back. So go to vccu.mogl.com and sign up with that referral code FOODSHARE. Remember that every $20 plus spent at the same participating restaurants gets you a meal donated to Food Share. And Mogul's also revised their tagline. So it's eat out, earn cash, and hunger. And all three of those things are a great way. You're out dining anyway.
I like that.
Why not join in? Again, vccu.mogl.com and use referral code FOODSHARE to join that dining rewards program.
One thing I would do if I was them, I would make it easier. Because when you say that website right there, it's fast. There's just a lot of letters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why not make it easier?
You can actually go to mogl.com, but part of why we like to pitch the VCCU is because they have a great partnership with Ventura County Credit Union as well. That's how they're able to get that one meal per $20 over to Food Share. So we want to make sure that all three of those brands are getting the recognition for the community efforts. But you could also just go to mogl.com. So it's a good point, Tom.
Okay.
Today, rain is on a little pause right now, but it's been raining in the last few days. It's been kind of cold and overcast. And what foods typically comfort you? So we're going to stick with the food segments of Ann and Farmer John and move into the comforts of a rainy day.
I love soup.
You're right on that. Mac and cheese is so good.
Mac and cheese, soups, and soups is why I want to focus a little bit today.
Love soup.
Soup is a big industry. I was looking at the Campbell's website. You know, we like to push it local and make our own whenever possible, but Campbell's is a big brand up there with Progresso as well. People know those names. And some interesting facts on the Campbell's site. Americans consume more than 10 billion bowls of soup each year. And it's hard for me to fathom that.
10 billion?
10 billion.
How many people are on the planet? Like 400 million in our country?
Yeah, something close to that.
Yeah, but you could have multiple bowls.
No, of course. Dear God.
You're not limited to one.
Sandy has just announced you can have more than one bowl of soup a year. Oh, this is big. This is big. Walter Cronkite here.
No, but just 10 billion. It's hard for me to fathom, except when I look down the soup aisle and I picture all the cans and varieties of soup. I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe so.
Maybe we need to get in the soup business.
Yeah, maybe so. Really, Campbell's as a company sells upwards of 2 billion just themselves each year. So they're getting one-fifth of the market on that. And 100 million households, or more than 80% of all U.S. households, have soup in their cupboards and in their kitchen at any given time.
It's true.
I always have soup.
But soup,
I get Progresso soup a lot.
I like Progresso. Yeah. I think the sodiums for me are a little less, and the fullness.
A little fresher. Yeah, it's a little fresher tasting.
I like Trader Joe's minestrone.
Oh, do you?
Oh, it's so good.
Well, you're leading right into my hand right now, Sandy. What are your top three?
She's been known to do that.
What are your top three soups? What are your top three favorite soups?
Well, I like the Trader Joe's minestrone.
Okay.
I don't know. I like going to Whole Foods, you know, and getting their homemade soups.
So you just like to try different varieties. You don't
yeah,
have any.
I don't have one.
You don't have a hardcore.
How I love tomato soup, though.
Tomato soup is a big one.
Yeah, I do like tomato soup. I love, not in a can, though. I love homemade clam chowder. If it's good, I mean, if it's good clam chowder, okay. And I like it both ways, Manhattan and the other one.
Remember in that Seinfeld when they knock on the door?
Yeah.
Like, what's the clam chowder? He's like, Manhattan. He's like, is that the red or the white?
Yeah.
I never remember.
Yeah. Never remember.
I like Cioppino.
Cioppino. Interesting. Yeah. Cioppino is a San Francisco focus. It's got a lot of roots in San Francisco. It was started and originated as like a fisherman's stew, basically. They had all the leftover bits of their catch throughout their journey, and they just tossed it in the pot and helped that kind of cook down. Now it's become more of an elegant dish where people are adding really high-end shellfish and seafoods to it. But that's a great spicy tomato broth base, too. When we look at the top five, there's kind of two breakdowns that I found on the web. Top five, just in general, tomato, chicken noodle, vegetable beef, cream of chicken, and cream of mushroom. But then top five restaurant soups as of 2010, there's a survey that was done, and it was tortilla, clam chowder, chicken noodle, like a cream chicken, and French onion. So you're getting some diversity there. And I think the discrepancies between the list show that when people are out at a restaurant, they're willing to try something a little more unique.
Sure.
Right? Because chefs are putting all kinds of cool ingredients in there, and they will adventure out a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you were just mentioning two there, cream of mushroom and cream of celery. Cream of chicken. I'll lay yaws. I know. I'm hearing you, Sandy. That tongue was amazing. But the thing on those, I think those are big in recipes.
Yeah.
Also, because
my grandmother
cream
used to do the
cream
of chicken
soup.
We used to
like,
do the poop on a shingle because censored for morning radio.
Yeah.
And she would pour the cream of chicken or cream of tuna kind of base across
cream
toast.
Cream of tuna. I grew up with that stuff.
So
cream tuna on toast every Friday night.
Cream of mushroom and a great wild rice casserole with chicken and mushrooms and whatnot. So I think you're dead on with that, Tom. Soup also comes from, kind of looking through its etymology, the breakdown of the word, comes from late Latin, which meant, the late Latin word of supa, S-U-P-P-A, and it meant bread soaked in broth.
Okay.
And further back in that, there's a Germanic source that really kind of talked about the same definition, bread soaked in broth, but it was sop, S-O-P. So that's, you know, when you're looking back at the spelling and the origins of the word. But also my top three, because I just feel I want to contribute.
Well, because I didn't get to say my top three. Oh, Sandy did. No, I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to hold it out.
Well, maybe your
No, you cut me right off. All I if you really was my top one.
That's true.
Yeah, no, you did. You didn't get to contribute.
I'm not going
to
share. Go ahead.
Okay, fine.
No,
but that's
it.
Okay. Your name is first, so.
That's right. And it should be. It's the way it is.
My
get
top
used
three,
to it.
I have actually four soups that juggle between top one, two, and three.
Okay, get on with it. What's
French
your top
onion
three?
And
I hate French onion,
and lobster bisque. They're always toggling.
Bisque.
Those two, depending on my mood, shuffle between one and two. And then tomato and the clam chowder you're talking about, Tom. And clam chowder was something I grew up with my father. We always did the oyster crackers. And,
Oh,
it's so delicious. And that's another really warming soup, especially when put in a bread bowl. You can't get much more comforting than clam chowder in a bread bowl.
Oh, it's
I
so
can't have that
good.
White one because it's got the flour
it
ruin
does.
It.
Yeah, you can
Which
have
so
the red one you should be okay
I do.
With,
I
though.
I love that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What's the name of the red one?
Manhattan.
All right, just making sure. A little double check. Some other cool stuff in terms of soup. Chicken noodle, as we talked about, is a big one. We like to do our soups at home with a whole chicken. We roast it first. You know, I've seen some recipes where they put the raw chicken in the pot and they're going to cook it down. We actually roast our chicken. We tuck the wings underneath the breast so they don't burn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of typical trussing. And then we carve and break down the whole bird.
Or you can go to Vons and just get the one that's already done.
Well, you could, but, but you know, you're...
Yeah, and then you can put blood on your floor and
you don't
move
know,
it around.
Yeah, there you go. Once we do that, though, we take that carcass and we roast it up a little more so we darken the bones. And Bree, my wife... simmers that carcass in water with carrots, onions, and celery, the basic mirepoix.
What does the darkness do?
It adds a roasty, richer flavor. So when you darken the bones, it really kind of concentrates that flavor and it evaporates a lot of the moisture.
Oh,
so when you put it back in the pot and you slow simmer it, she starts out with a rolling boil with all the vegetables and the stock, the carcass, and then kick it to a really low simmer and upwards of 4 hours. Just let it cook down.
Yeah.
Keep adding water, and you end up with this really gorgeous light golden broth that has a great amount of flavor. That's your basis for chicken noodle soup. And then you can put some fresh carrots, onions, and celery back in.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love a great butter noodle? You got to do an egg or a butter noodle in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many recipes out that are simple. It's flour, water, eggs, and a little bit of salt. You use those four ingredients and you can come out with a great pasta and a great noodle to put right back in your chicken noodle soup.
Or rice.
Yeah, rice. Yeah.
We use a lot of the Ventura Meat Company's chickens too, just because we feel like the grass and the range fed have a richer flavor just by default, even before roasting the carcass. But it's so simple to make your own soup in that way because that clear broth is your base and you can use it in a lot of different ways, even just with pasta over itself. You can cook back with the broth.
True.
Good deal.
True.
So check out soups. Stave off the cool weather, but allow the rain to keep coming.
Good segment.
Very good segment. Love it.
Everybody'sHungry.com?
Everybody'sHungry.org. We got some really cool stuff going on Facebook as well. We're really ramping up a lot of the archives for these shows, so you can go back and listen to them on our website. And we've got a cool project coming up in the beginning of May that'll benefit FoodShare with a great local proprietor and a locally made product. So I'm looking forward to releasing that here soon. Stay tuned. Check us out. Give us a like. And also, like you said earlier, go to foodshare.com. We're always really pushing for that, and there's all kinds of ways to get involved there.
Cool.
We're going to give away a couple of chickens, though, from Ventura Meat Company.
Nice.
Hey. Yeah, Michael Buckley is wanting to get you guys making your own soup. Try the great chicken. Mm-hmm. We want to give two whole chickens to two different listeners.
Okay.
So you call in and win a chicken.
650-1590, and I'll tell you, he's got some good chicken over there.
Can I choose a number?
Go ahead.
Caller number 100 and 102.
Okay, that's it. You better, Jason's mad at you now. Okay, you better go to break quick. 650-1590, call in and get a chicken.
We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.